Call the Tuesday, April 17th Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah.
Before we get started, I do have one announcement. Arbor Day celebration, Alderman Mayer, is typically the 5th of May.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the delivery of our trees has been delayed by a week, so Arbor Day in the city of Franklin is going to be on the 12th.
We got snow on the ground, too. So.
Yeah. You know. All right, having said that, I open the item B, the citizens' commentary. Any citizen wishing to speak on any item, please come forward, give us your name and address, and try to hold your comment to 3 minutes. Yes, sir, good evening.
Hi. My name is Jim Kappelman. I'm at 7226 South 35th Street. I'm here specifically about the proposal to put through a new water main on that street. Most of the people on that street are on well water and have been forever, including myself. The only time I've ever gotten sick from water, it was on municipal water, cryptosporidium. Although I've been sick in my head about water that I used to get in Milwaukee, which sometimes was kind of a pale brown, and always you could fill a clear glass with it, hold it up to the light, and you could see bits and pieces floating around in it. My water is recycled also, my well water, but it's recycled from glaciers from over a million years ago. So I'm not ready to give that up and trade it in for what you people are proposing now with this water main. There was a fella going by collecting signatures. They were all no's from everybody that he was able to contact on that street. The page was over half full of signatures and no's. So assuming that majority rules, if the majority of the people on the street do not want that water main, then I'm asking you folks to table that. And that's what I've got to say.
Thank you very much. Anyone else?
Hi. Hi, I'm Steve Rohde from 7283 South 35th Street. I'm also here to talk on the topic of the new water main for 35th Street. I made a large request for a lot of information very shortly ago. I don't expect to get a lot of it immediately. But with all the reading I've been able to do in the last few days, it's certainly going all the way back to the original proposal from November 21st, 2016. It certainly doesn't seem like due diligence has been followed to the residents on 35th Street. This is now almost 2 years old since this process started for the drainage on 36th and 37th, and no surveys have come to us to say, what about the new water main? Do you want it? To Mr. Kappelman's point, we were surveyed once a long time ago, and everyone said no. I believe everyone would say no again. And I think there should have been an option C on here which said just leave 35th Street alone. It says staff's recommending option A, and I think if you ask everybody here, option A is not even an option. All right? So I'll continue to dig, and I'll continue to look forward to it, but I have all the proposals, and the proposals aren't even consistent. There's proposals from Rupert Milkey with option A. There's ones with option B. I'm not even sure which one the council signed. Okay? So you might want to look at your documentation. No survey, no mention of it. It looks like you tried to combine three projects into one. So I would hope that you'd reconsider and table it and listen to your listen to your tax-paying residents. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Hi, my name is Ray Granowski, 7236 South 35th Street. I'm basically here because, I, just like everyone else, I read about your proposal about the city water. I'm very unhappy that we weren't allowed to have input on this project. We were just suddenly, you know, like it happened in the middle of the night and suddenly it was pushed on us. I would think that if this is something you wanted to consider, you would at least contact us and let us make a decision if it's money we wanted to spend. And clearly it would be, because we're looking at minimum of $10,000 per house for something that we don't even want. And we, you know, we don't want it. We don't like the city water. If we did, we'd live elsewhere. We just want to be left alone. We pay our taxes. We just want to be left alone. Let us keep what we have. I ask you to table it. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Sir, good evening.
Good evening. John Knight, 7341 South 35th. I'm also here for the same item 8 on your list. I want you to pick option B, which is just to take care of the problem on 36th and 37th Street with the drainage, which was the original request. We didn't initiate a request to put city water down our street. Since we didn't ask for it, we don't need it. So please don't try and force something down us. 10, 15 years ago, we had another request, and that one you came forward and told us directly, this is what we want to do, and we had a chance. So we were informed ahead of time, and we came, and we all said no, and that was the end of it. So I'd appreciate it if we would show the same courtesy again.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Good evening.
Dave Nichols, 7305 South 35th Street. Today, I went around our neighborhood. I had people sign this. It's a petition stopping it. Who wants it? I got 22 signatures of the people that were home. That's why I'm late. So who gets the hat? Who handles the situation?
City clerk.
My name's on the bottom. I signed it. Today's date.
Anyone else?
Karen Jeffries, 7351 South 35th Street. I agree with my neighbors. I'm not interested in having this project go forward. My option is option B, if I have a say-so. The documentation stated that 2 of 34 residents are in favor of this. In a democracy, I can't even begin to imagine how that can be a majority. So I'm definitely against this project. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else?
My name is Larry Tom. I live at 7124 South 35th. I lived in the area in the same house for 65 years. I'm 70 years old now. I paid for the water when it went through about 10 or 12 years ago. If you look at your map, you got it marked at the beginning. In red, a 12-inch main. There's two laterals, one to my house, one to the neighbor, with the valves in our driveway. There's a fire hydrant on the far end of my lot. And now, if you turn on a couple pages over how much we got to pay, it's saying that I got to pay again for something that I didn't want then and I don't want now. And I didn't hook up to it, and I lived there for 65 years. I never got sick from our well water yet, so why you're pushing it? We had a meeting once before about it, and we threw it out. Now you're pushing it again.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else?
Excuse me. Judy Mills, 8018 West Winston Way, Franklin. I've attended many council meetings, And this is just another group of people that I've gotten, citizens of Franklin, that I've gotten to listen to, that are very upset with Franklin government because they go ahead and do something without consulting the taxpayers. And then the taxpayers find out after the fact that their lives are going to be changed because you've gone ahead and done something behind their back. And I just have a suggestion. You are an elected body to represent the people of Franklin. And I know you send out a Franklin newsletter that tells about an egg rolling contest and all kinds of other, you know, stuff like that. I think that it would be nice to include in that letter what you're doing as far as the government of Franklin, what's happening. People were very upset with the Rock. They had no idea what was going to happen there, that it was even happening until after it was a done deal. I've heard people talking that they don't like the idea of the roundabout that's going in on 51st and Drexel. Nobody knew that was happening. It would be nice if, as a governing body, you would inform the residents. I mean, there are people here, the last meeting for Valley View Park, that didn't even know what was happening there, and all of a sudden have all this park stuff thrust on them that this little neighborhood community, you know, was just stunned. They didn't, nobody asked for it, and all of a sudden they're getting much more than they think is even necessary for that park. And it would be nice to know what you're doing and what you're thinking of doing so people have a chance to speak to it and whether they think this is right for Franklin before you start down a road where you've invested so much money in it that you can't back out of it because you've contracted people for things and now you're stuck. So even when you get taxpayers here coming to talk to you and say, we don't want this, they don't know, but behind the scenes, you've already got this project going. And so even though, I mean, you never comment on anything they say, so you just say thank you to each person that's come up and talked. They have no response from you as to whether you're in so deep on this project that you can't back off of it, and they're going to get water whether they want it or not. So it would be nice if the government would let people know. I was driving through New Berlin, I mean, this was a while back, but there was this big plot of land, I mean, huge, and there was a big sign on it, and it said that this land is going to be developed, and then there was a number to call at City Hall. So anybody interested in knowing what it was going to be, and this was a couple years before they did anything there. So if people in New Berlin didn't like what they were going to do there, they had a chance to voice that before the city made any moves on that land. And that, and as I drove past that periodically, that sign was there, you know, for you know, a long, long time. And so I think that, you know, New Berlin was letting people know what, you know, we're thinking of doing, so that they could, the neighbors in that area could respond, because it was a residential area. And they would have an idea of what was going to go in there. And I, you know, I don't know who called and who didn't call, but I thought,
thank you, Ms. Mills.
I thought that was a nice thing to do. Is that something that this council would consider doing, is publishing, you know, things that are going to really impact citizens' lives? Because
we'll consider it, Ms. Mills. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Anyone else? Ma'am? Microphone, please.
Oh, come on, Perry. Come on. John.
Diane Sikorsky, 7220 South 35th. I just want to echo really what everyone else is saying. I don't think we need the water down the street. It's a big expense. You know, it's a modest area, you know, that's a big financial expense for a lot of people, especially if you have to fit a 66-foot wide property and have to pay for 100 feet. So.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Harry Rosa, 6304 South 35th Street.
I want to comment on something about open government. I just attended a council meeting where there was a struggle over a pavilion that got bloated after the council had previously taken it action and dictated a preferred size for the pavilion. And now tonight there's all these people here complaining about a water main that apparently is due to an amendment to a contract that was previously approved by the council, but the amendment for the contract itself is blindsiding all of these residents because they were not aware of it. To me, it seems like there's something wrong with the open government process here in Franklin that needs to be seriously looked at, because when I lived in Middleton, I got a notice when there were sidewalk repairs. It came in the mail. It cost me $200. But I knew 8 months before it was going to happen. They gave me the letter in the winter, and they came in the summer, the following summer, and repaired. And I paid my $235. And now you're going to assess people thousands of dollars just out of the blue. There's something wrong here, and it needs to be looked into.
Anyone else?
Hi. I'm short. Debbie Eggert, 77.
It's okay, Debbie.
28. Sorry. Thank you. South 51st Street. I was at the Common Council meeting on April 2nd, and I noticed some things. My husband was also with me. He couldn't attend tonight, but we noticed that there was a lack of respect for specific aldermen on this council. And there were comments directed toward this person that tried to make them look bad. And also, there were two things on the docket that this person had asked to have moved up, and it was blatantly refused to have that done. The items on the docket were almost dead last. And that was about the Pleasant View Pavilion. I feel that an alderman that keeps their constituents informed of what's going on in their district is being responsible and what an alderman is elected to do. Also on April 2nd, there was a motion put forth by an alderman to change the dimensions of the Pleasant View Park Pavilion from the bloated 3,000-square-foot plan, which was not known by the public nor approved by the public, back to the original plans of 2,400 square feet. The 3,000-square-foot plan must have been decided behind closed doors because the public was not aware of it. I think this is dishonest at the lowest form. And I know that 3rd District residents want to keep Pleasant View Park Pavilion a neighborhood park and not a community park. Since the council did make direction for 2,400 square foot, I would like to be assured by this council that the architectural design firm has been contacted to change the plans back from 3,000 square feet to 2,400 square feet. And if not, will they be contacted? And when will their design be presented to the public? I also attended a park commission meeting last week. It was one of my first, but you know, I'm new at this, and I'm trying to learn. I believe that the commission had agreed with the Common Council's decision to keep the park pavilion at 2,400 square feet, but did not make a proper motion in that respect. But it did agree that they wanted to keep the size that. And I believe that there was an item to be placed on tonight's agenda from the park commission about land purchases for the parks, but it's not on the agenda. And I'm wondering who sets the agenda and why it's not on the agenda. If they can suggest things and it doesn't get back here and it doesn't get put on the agenda, what's the point of making the suggestions? I think information is kept from the public, and I think a lot of decisions are made behind closed doors after public input. I also heard about the roundabout on South 51st Street, and I've heard rumors about this for years. I've lived on South 51st Street for over 23 years. And as someone that lived on that street and still lives there, I think this is just an accident waiting to happen. You've got a high school right down the road. It's known, well known, that teens are distracted by texting. Now put them in a roundabout and see how well they do with that. And the other demographic that will be adversely affected by this is the one of the seniors at Bell Tower and Clare Meadows, who are right behind me. Another demographic that doesn't do too well in driving. So take the traffic sign away, which interrupts the traffic flow, and I'll put a roundabout in with a steady stream of traffic coming to and from the high school and to and from the business park. This is just an accident waiting to happen. Not including the poor people that live on the corner who probably have their houses consumed by the city because the roundabout's going to need room. And my favorite part is the high-speed chases on 51st Street, many of which I've witnessed, some of which I've heard, one I experienced when I woke up and found my mailbox and the other mailboxes on my street laying on the ground. The cops are going to know the roundabout is there. The bad guys aren't going to know that. So when they hit that sucker, up and over, an accident. This is just a bad idea. Not a win-win. We teach our children not to bully others. I think we need to have that message with our adults.
No. Mrs. Mills,
no.
Please.
No, you're not going to shut me up. I have a statement to make that while this woman was talking, Alderman Taylor was making faces, laughing, and pointing during her statement. And that is the same thing he did when, I'm going to give a name, you, Mayor Olson, and Alderman Taylor at the last Common Council meeting when Alderman Wilhelm was giving her statement were making faces, laughing, and talking while she was trying to give her presentation for her people, for her district. And the two of you were incredibly disrespectful of her, and you have done it before. It was not the first time you've done it to her. And you try to throw her game off when she brings up information for her district. It is very misogynistic, and I'm surprised she doesn't report it to the ACLU. I'd be suing you guys.
Thank you, Ms. Bills. Anyone else?
And there you do it again, because you think that's very funny.
Mrs. Mills.
I want to add some things to what I said before. Some of you, while some of these folks have been speaking, were looking down, scribbling, fidgeting, rolling your eyes. It's very disrespectful. You're an elected government. I recognize some of you from the days of the TIDs and the TIFs. And I also recognize a lot of the vacant buildings that were part of that TID and TIF idea of some of these same board members. And I really wonder if there were some potential conflicts of interest in that business. And now I'm wondering if there's some potential conflicts of interest in this business. So stop being smug. Stop being arrogant. Listen to the people that elected you. I will also add there are a lot of retirees on 35th Street. It is not the wealthiest part of Franklin. Most of the people that live on that street are tradespeople who have worked hard, raised families, and now just want to live in a retirement on a fixed income. And to throw a $10,000 minimum debt to these people would be unconscionable to do that. So I'm not sure who these contractors are or who they're related to up there, but I'm going to be looking into that too.
Thank you, sir. The lady prior to Ms. Mills asked a question as to whether the pavilion, the architect on the pavilion, has been notified of the change, Mr. City Engineer.
I did not address him. I have not addressed him. I believe the planning department has contacted him, but I have not been involved.
One more question.
Okay.
Sir,
all of you look intelligent. Every one of you look very intelligent. So what I got to say is, when I came to Franklin, I came when it was the one-way street, east and west. Okay, now it's a boulevard. I asked for one simple light, not two, not three. Do you think they gave it to me? No. I'm 92. I'll be 92 in July. I have four children. This is my daughter. She was a baby when I bought her out here. So I asked for one simple light, just one, because 35th Street is very dark, very dark. I had to, at night, I had to walk with a stick I don't know what's coming out of the woods. They haven't put one light up yet, not one. Also, we don't need the water. No, 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 we don't need it. And I don't know what your problem is. Keep pushing this issue because we're comfortable. She was only a baby. She's a grown woman now. Won't nobody listen to me? I don't know why they don't want to listen to me. So why should I take city water? I really don't want it. Across the street from me is nothing but woods, all the way down to Minnesota. Woods, trees, and everything else. I have my neighbor staying next to me and to the right of me and to the left of me. We've been comfortable. So we really don't need it. We really don't. I don't know what your problem is. I wish I could find a reason to tell you that, but I don't know what your problem is. Pushing it won't help. We're paying high taxes now already. I pay a lot of money. I'm 98. I'm trying to reach 100, but I doubt if I get there with all this kind of mess coming on. You know, it just don't make sense. You should have a reasonable doubt. If we really need it, then take it. But we don't need it. So I wish you quit pushing it.
Sir, could you give us your name and address, please?
Sir?
If a man stay here...
He needs you to give your name and your address, and your time is up.
My address is 7351 South 35th Street. Franklin.
And your name, sir.
Zip code 53132. My name is James J. Jeffrey Sr. And when I came here, I was a young man. Very young. I'm old now.
We get 3 minutes, okay?
Your time, yes. Thank you. Oh, okay. I'm sorry to talk so long, but.
It's okay.
When I get a chance to talk, I like to talk.
That's
all right. So, sorry about staying on the mic so long and give somebody else a chance. But I just want you to know how long I've been staying here. And I think it was about a little under, 9,000 people when I came here in Franklin. 9,000.
36,000 now.
Well, it was 9,000 when I came, so...
Thank you, Mr. Jeffers.
I give somebody else a chance to talk. I'll talk a little later, but I didn't want to take up all your time.
Thank you.